This is the reading for February 15th. Psalm 46. God is our protection and our strength. He always helps in times of trouble. So we will not be afraid, even if the earth shakes or the mountains fall into the sea, even if the oceans roar and foam or the mountains shake at the raging sea. There is a river that brings joy to the city of God, the holy place where God Most High lives. God is in that city, and so it will not be shaken. God will help her at dawn. Nations tremble and kingdoms shake. God shouts and the earth crumbles. The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our defender. Come and see what the Lord has done, the amazing things He has done on the earth. He stops wars everywhere on the earth. He breaks all bows and spears and burns up the chariots with fire. God says, "Be quiet and know that I am God. I will be supreme over all the nations. I will be supreme in the earth. The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our defender." Leviticus chapter 1. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the meeting tent, saying, "Tell the people of Israel, when you bring an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from the herd or flock. If the offering is a whole burnt offering from the herd, it must be a male that has nothing wrong with it. The person must take the animal to the entrance of the meeting tent so that the Lord will accept the offering. He must put his hand on the animal's head, and the Lord will accept it to remove the person's sin so he will belong to God. He must kill the young bull before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, must bring its blood and sprinkle it on all sides of the altar at the entrance to the meeting tent. After that, he will skin the animal and cut it into pieces. The priests, when they have put wood and fire on the altar, are to lay the head, the fat, and other pieces on the wood that is on the fire of the altar. The animal's inner organs and legs must be washed with water. Then the priest must burn all the animal's parts on the altar. It is a whole burnt offering, an offering made by fire, and its smell is pleasing to the Lord. If the burnt offering is a sheep or a goat from the flock, it must be a male that has nothing wrong with it. The person must kill the animal on the north side of the altar before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priest, must sprinkle its blood on all sides of the altar. The person must cut the animal into pieces, and the priest must lay them with the head and fat on the wood that is on the fire of the altar. The person must wash the animal's inner organs and legs with water, and then the priest must burn all its parts on the altar. It is a whole burnt offering, an offering made by fire, and its smell is pleasing to the Lord. If the whole burnt offering for the Lord is a bird, it must be a dove or a young pigeon. The priest will bring it to the altar and pull off its head, which he will burn on the altar. The bird's blood must be drained out on the side of the altar. The priest must remove the bird's crop and its contents and throw them on the east side of the altar where the ashes are. Then he must tear the bird open by its wings without dividing it into two parts. He must burn the bird on the altar on the wood which is on the fire. It is a whole burnt offering, an offering made by fire, and its smell is pleasing to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 2. When anyone offers a grain offering to the Lord, it must be made from fine flour. The person must pour oil on it, put incense on it, and then take it to Aaron's sons, the priest. The priest must take a handful of the fine flour and oil and all the incense and burn it on the altar as a memorial portion. It is an offering made by fire, and its smell is pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering will belong to Aaron and the priests. It is a most holy part of the offerings made by fire to the Lord. If you bring a grain offering that was baked in the oven, it must be made from fine flour. It may be loaves made without yeast and mixed with oil, or it may be wafers made without yeast that have oil poured over them. If your grain offering is cooked on a griddle, it must be made without yeast of fine flour mixed with oil. Crumble it and pour oil over it. It is a grain offering. If your grain offering is cooked in a pan, it must be made from fine flour and oil. Bring the grain offering made of these things to the Lord. Give it to the priest, and he will take it to the altar. He will take out the memorial portion from the grain offering and burn it on the altar as an offering made by fire. Its smell is pleasing to the Lord. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and the priests. It is a most holy part of the offerings made to the Lord by fire. every grain offering you bring to the Lord must be made without yeast, because you must not burn any yeast or honey in an offering made by fire to the Lord. You may bring yeast and honey to the Lord as an offering from the first harvest, but they must not be burned on the altar as a pleasing smell. You must also put salt on all your grain offerings. Salt stands for your agreement with God that will last forever. Do not leave it out of your grain offering. You must add salt to all your offerings. If you bring a grain offering from the first harvest to the Lord, bring crushed heads of new grain roasted in the fire. Put oil and incense on it. It is a grain offering. The priest will burn the memorial portion of the crushed grain and oil with the incense on it. It is an offering by fire to the Lord.